In November, Minnesota voters will consider a ballot measure that would amend the state constitution to define marriage as being solely between one man and one woman. Despite a big fundraising week for same-sex marriage supporters, recent polls show support is strong for the amendment. Many of those voters oppose gay marriage for religious reasons. To counter that, last night in the Twin Cities, gay marriage supporters gathered at several churches for training on how to breach the topic with people of faith. For FSRN, Robert Downs reports from Minneapolis.
With fewer than 3 months remaining before the election, money is pouring into Minnesota from around the United States. Opponents and supporters alike are trying to win over as many minds as possible. Here at United Methodist Church in South Minneapolis, gay marriage supporters, almost all of them churchgoers, spent their evening practicing what to say when they find themselves in a religious argument over gay marriage. David Nyberg was among them.
In that situation, we're both believers and yet they're on the opposite side of this issue. I'm looking for language in terms of how I can have an informed, reasonable discussion with them.
Minnesotans United for All Families, the main group opposing the amendment, has a large fundraising advantage over its conservative counterpart. But according to recent poll numbers, 52% of likely voters support the amendment. So the group is trying to teach its supporters how to engage in those all-important faith-based conversations. There are already more than 20 classes scheduled around the state through September. Robert Downs, FSRN, Minneapolis.